Our pod wouldn't happen without the support of our great friends at Ned's. And this week, I'm pumped for a Saturday night same-game multi. We're going Frio v the Dogs. I've had the Sharpie out in the footy form guide, and this is what I've circled. The Dogs are no good on the road. Zip from four in their last four home and away games. So I'm zeroing in on Frio head-to-head, Luke Jackson to kick a goal. Adam Treloar is a ball magnet, so he'll get the 25. And for the Dockers, I think Jordan Clark will get the 20, dashing off halfback, takes a few kickouts as well. Multi that up, you get just over $5. Have a little fill up and have a good Saturday night at the disco, if you don't mind. Beautiful. Be sure to take it to the Neds level and head to the Neds app to follow more of our tips on this weekend's sport and racing by joining our 200 plus open group, or you can follow my profile. Just search for Nick Butler. Prices subject to change. T's and C's apply and available on the website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au. Boys, we love a bit of donk chat on this show. My word, we do.
Yes, we do. We love it here.
But there's nothing funny about premature ejaculation.
No, I'm not laughing at that.
Well, we've all had moments where we've blown our beans a bit quicker than you, or more importantly, your partner would have liked. Thankfully, Steady Freddy's medically backed delay spray is here to help you put in that four-quarter effort. Finish the game!
Yes, come on.
You wouldn't ruck without a shin guard.
Nope.
So why would you f*** without Steady Freddy? All orders are express posted, which means it'll come fast.
Oh, yeah.
But you won't. And for that extra boost, try their ball boost supplements, which are designed to keep your swimmers healthy and the libido on the up. Very important for little drapers and little goringers.
Yes, it is, correct.
So visit steadyfreddy.com or use the code 200PLUS to get 15% off your first order. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. My goodness, get me some of that. Well, how good's this? A pod by the big men of the competition and women. For too long, ruckmen have been seen and not heard, told to get knees in the back, sit in the hole, shut up in meetings, no opinions. Well, it's bullshit and it's got to stop. This is 200 plus. Get your knees up, boys.
Sorry, I'm alive.
Are we on?
We're on.
Yes, it is 200 plus, the big boy pod about big boys, and Drapes is the EP today, and you're back, you're fronted, Gozzy.
I'm back. Good boy. Yeah, great to be here again. Sorry about last week, boys.
And the week before that,
so good to be back, though. Consistent, didn't get dropped to the twos, which was nice, so thank you both.
You're lucky. There's some feedback coming.
Yeah,
but
that's okay.
It is nice to have you, and nice to have you. Now, we're going to rip into your goal in a minute. Yeah. There's a lot to discuss and unpack. Firstly, you're a bit stiff, mate, copping a zit on our YouTube debut. He's got a big second mate. Fuck. He's brought his mate on his face.
It's absolutely fine. I've done my best to mask it with makeup. You know, when you, I don't know.
Gee, you've done a great job.
Drapes doesn't get him because he's a man. But I get him, and you said that you still get him.
I'll get the odd one. Odd banger. Yeah. Get the odd banger.
As soon as it comes up, I have to get it. Like, I just can't leave it there. So last night I went hard at it, and I've got this today, YouTube debut, and a business lunch today. So awesome timing.
And
so thank
really,
you.
Really good cameras that can see.
Great cameras. Darcy, can we please turn these lights down? They're so bright.
Oh, little Hutchie's ugly lights. We'll talk about that too. But it is, like you guys, you're on TV every week. Not so much in the VFL, and you did do a bit of VFL, but for the state leaguers back in the day, getting a zit on TV game week or a cold sore or any imperfection would ruin your week. And you're very stiff.
Yeah, I'm stiff.
What did you do? So did you put the Kero on the zit or the
tea tree oil?
Or makeup.
Tea tree oil first, dried out. Well, you said first, you messaged me this morning. I told the WhatsApp group, hey, I've got a zit, pretty nervous. Like, it's a big day. And you had the worst advice. You said put some Rapid Gel on it.
I did.
So that wasn't going to happen.
That could work.
Maybe. Do you want to put a bit on?
Mate, I put Rapid Gel on my forearm. I couldn't feel it last time. That's not going to happen. Gel. I did the tea tree oil. You said dry it out. You honestly said dry it out.
Yep.
So I'm going to dry it out. Tried toothpaste last night.
Yep.
Zit sticker.
Yeah.
And now we're at makeup level. So
Butts has got it all. He pulled out that wash bag and it had every sort of thing.
Hemorrhoid cream.
That's what you said as well. What's the worst suggestion?
We might have a play with that later on about things you've done with zits. I'm giving Drapes hives because he's done the rundown and I've hijacked it already. Let's talk about your goal. Before we talk about
your
goal.
Talk about the elephant in the room.
In case you're in a cave and you didn't see it, cue a bit of Dwayne Russell, handsome Darcy. Oh, look at him.
Mate. Look how quick you are. What more? Who was that you said goodbye to? Charlie Ballard.
Yeah, Ballard.
Mate, he sliced them. He diced them.
He's actually unbelievable.
And they can't catch him. Amazing. Mate. And then the love-in went on. Jared Healy. Did you hear the Jared Healy comments? He talked about your self-confidence. He said he can't do bananas, but he did a banana. It was awesome, mate.
Yeah.
Talk us through it, please. And take your modest pants off.
What happened?
Because I'm sick of going, oh, yeah, it was one of those things.
It wasn't one of those things.
It was fucking unbelievable.
Don't give us a boring answer. I play a structure for the team and it just happened.
No, I definitely don't do that. But I've been threatening to do it for a while. I've been trying to burst out. And I've been burnt a lot. So I'm glad my lovely housemate gave me the one too. Mm. But yeah, look, I'll just get going and start running, and then hopefully it plays off. And yeah,
was it the best feeling you've had on a footy field so far?
Describe it. It's definitely up there. Just sort of how it all worked out, and then I've just got this last moment of once I fended him off, and as I went to do the snap, it just all was just working perfectly, and then. It was just, I don't know, it just happened. And then next thing I know, just perfect snap and then started running to the crowd.
It's amazing.
Did it happen in slow motion? Like you hear that about Olympic divers and F1 drivers go, occasionally it all slows down. Were they moving like melting glaciers when you were slicing and dicing and enticing and everything else?
I don't know. When I go on those runs, it all happens. It's so quick.
It's blackout.
Yeah, literally. I don't know. I think the only way I could kick that goal was a check shot. If I tried to do a drop punt then, I don't know what would have happened. But it was just, it happens all so quick. And I'm just, saw him coming at me. So sidestep,
shake
bend
a bacon,
off, and then, yeah.
Get off me.
And then it was,
mate, it was awesome. Unbelievable. You and I, we both said, because I watched the first half and you were smoking him. I was like, oh, I'll turn it off now. They're going to do it easily. Then when you kick the goal, my phone went off and was like, Drapes, see what Drapes did? Drapes going nuts. Like, look at it. I was like, oh my God, he's knocked someone out. What's he done? And then watched it and oh my God.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, the phone's been going bunter over the last few days. But yeah, even Eddie Betts said it was goal of the year. Yeah. So, if he said that,
you're getting invited to the Brownlow now, which is awesome. You might win it.
Is that how it works?
I think you'll be there, mate. Top four nominee or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
They go there. You'll be there. You'll win it, I think. I can't see anyone beating that. So, well done.
Can you take us in as well?
Thanks.
What did Truck say to you about it? Like, give us a little bit of the inside the four walls. We're going a bit of a Rish and Wrath areas here.
Oh, God.
But just the reaction. Simon Madden, what did he say? All of it, please.
Did you see Truck on the bench?
You're going off.
Well, yeah. You look at his mouth. His words, fuck off.
Yeah. That's all. It was great.
Scrape someone's Achilles.
Yeah. It's always girls' Achilles. Fuck him up.
Can we see more of it?
Yeah, but I'll keep trying to do that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I started doing it weekly. It's like everyone else's handball receive is Drapes doing that.
Every set of bounce, he tries to do it now. Take it out of the ruck.
Yeah, I've been burned a lot, so hopefully now I can get the one too.
100%.
But yeah.
Awesome.
I think it's, I don't know if it's to do with me and Guelph having the kiss last week, but. I don't know if it's like good footy energies. We've just
connected.
Worked it well, and we've he gave it back to me.
You got so much speed up, mate. Which is amazing.
I'm quick.
You are quick. You are
when
quick, aren't
going,
you?
Are you top three at the club? Quick,
20-minute sprint.
Not 20. Over the 60, I reckon I can. I'm like
a hippo. Like you need a little bit of run up, and then when you're going.
You are a bit like a hippo.
Yeah.
Hippo speed.
Yeah, I can get going.
Mate. You know, hippos are the fastest mammal on land.
Shut up.
I can pick you. Let's get some hippo merch. Drapes' head
on the hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that.
You did it in preseason. We spoke about this. I saw you do that at training, and there was no vision of it when you did the big Sioux or whatever.
Yeah.
It's not like he just got struck by lightning and had his moment. This sort of freak of nature,
you're doing
you might
this
do this again.
Hopefully, start to do a bit more.
How uncomfortable are you, us pumping you up? Is this getting uncomfortable now?
We can
get going. Because I fucking love you up.
I mean, I knew it was coming. It's fine. It's pretty.
It's been a big week.
Yeah. And how did the media go? Because everyone, this is with you now. This is like my auto cue fail. This is going to come up every time your name is mentioned. Middling. It's a bit better than my auto cue fail.
True.
And you, but like better. Me, you looked very good in your moment, which is important.
Yeah.
How's it been? I got the exclusive.
Yeah. No, it's been good. It's everywhere on the AFL and Esther and all that. And my socials blowing up. But yeah, got a phone call on Sunday morning from some journalist after a special scoop.
Did you call him Nick
Butler?
Scooped him.
Just relaxing on my Monday.
Monday on his day off.
And then you got the scoop.
Can we just get a quick Zoom?
Quick Zoom.
Zoom him.
I was
zoomed him.
Yeah, I was sort of just my feedback to Butts was have I been saving his journalism career?
Yeah, wow, you're getting exclusives all thanks to Drake.
Is he bringing the beef to the table?
I don't know.
I think what happened is Drapes, he knew it was going to be an easy get for him.
Yeah.
But you should have gone to his house.
I tried. He was having a day off.
Oh, okay.
He suggested Zoom.
I suggested Zoom.
To answer your question, you were saving it. I'm back in.
Yeah, you're back.
I've been offered a pay rise.
Have you back?
They said, you're a bit different. But it started with hitting up Dusty at the boom gate. I think I've found my mojo.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because of you.
No, it's good. So, I'm happy. I'm happy to,
well done.
To
play. You're back.
Yeah. No more Drapes calls.
Yeah, two games.
To be honest, if I wasn't going to call you after goal of the millennium, when was I?
Yeah.
But you've saved me.
No, it's good. I'm happy.
I think I'm going to be the newsreader.
Yeah.
Quartermain's out.
Back.
That's good.
You'll be back on sport.
Back on sport.
Wow.
Good evening.
That's good.
Love that.
And also, you talked about how Hep gave you a wave the other week.
He did.
Oh, did he?
I followed up during the week asking him about it.
Did he think it was Richo?
No, he recognised you.
Oh.
He said, yep.
Mate, I've had a good couple of weeks.
Yeah. And Levi.
Yeah. I got reverse door stopped.
Yeah.
The Suns boys.
He's laughing at
it. He's a bit high.
Like a little girl.
Yeah, we're not going to play it, surely.
No, we are.
I was a bit starstruck.
He didn't finish his sentence yet and you're already laughing.
Sound like a serial killer. I was like Dusty Martin, mate. I'm sitting there having a coffee, watching Rehab, doing my job.
Yeah.
And a player hits me up.
Awesome.
I wasn't ready to talk.
Did you give him my own media training. did you get him after or not?
Yeah, we had a chat.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
nice. Levi, big fan,
he wants
Levi.
To come on. He wants merch.
Love that.
Yeah,
what so a good that guy.
Was good. So we're really breaking barriers here.
That's good.
You guys are just ruining seasons left, right, and center now. Is that three in a row?
Yeah, three in a row. Correct.
Mate, you're going to shape the eight.
I hope
which
so.
Is awesome. Who do you have this week?
Collingwood. It's going to be a massive one.
You'll get them. Can you make the eight?
I think we still can.
Oh, my
can
God.
You?
It's, yeah. If
everything
falls
right.
into place. But
a couple of teams get banned.
Imagine that.
Lose all their points.
Yeah.
But it's a great way to finish.
No, it is good. That's part of the plan if we can keep knocking off and ruining everyone's
seasons.
No, it is
good to see because you've been bashed in the media, S in the footy club.
No one's bashing now.
No, like, I've never bashed. I've been on board.
How quick does it turn? Doesn't it? In the media.
Turns.
That's why going shit.
Yeah.
Just cop it because it moves on. It moves on.
It must have been those mirrors you dropped
off. Yeah. We're going shit to me. I just gave you some tough love. You needed it.
Hey, quick one on your rundown. There was a negative to the goal. That once again, and this is coming from DM Not Us, did you give us a plug anywhere in your 1,000 interviews that you did?
No.
Does anyone know about 200 plus?
No.
Sarah Jones, you didn't think Sarah Jones could have pumped it up?
Yeah, that was the only interview I'd
bit
did.
Hard.
Yeah, that was like straight away after the game's finished and Sarah's come up to me. So it was all a bit happening. Like that whole last quarter was a bit of a blur, to be honest. My head was just like
spinning.
I didn't have enough oxygen in my brain. No, I think.
That's what happens to hippos.
I was thinking like, how do I get it in? Or do I do a more subtle one and go like just slip like the word edge into my.
Oh,
wow.
So yeah, it'd be nice
good, it'd be good if
tip
we
of the cap to us.
If we really edged them out today. So
we're getting close to the edge.
I'll try and sneak one in and see if anyone.
We're edging closer to a form or something like that.
Well, that was. I got negative feedback too from when I posted the exclusive. It was a bit straight for our fans. They were going, oh, not bad. You've pumped up Drapes' goal, but where was the edge reference? Although. And I don't know if it was as awkward for you as it was me. I bungled the interview.
Oh, no.
When I said, well, let's play it, how the start of the interview went down. My big exclusive about Drapes' goal.
Talk about your snag. Your goal and your snag. Talk about your goal.
I made his goal and I said snag. That was for Channel 10. I had to cut it out and I had to make sure no one else got their pincers on that. It's been burnt. That bit of audio has been burnt.
Let's talk about your dog.
Oh, awesome. Like, fuck, sake.
I didn't mean it. I meant snag. Anyway, it's been great. Mate,
you're back.
I'm back. I told you, I'm feeling it.
You're changing journalism.
Oh, yeah.
One snag at a time.
That's it. Oh, my God. People take it too seriously.
That's great. Oh, that is great.
Hey, feedback.
Let's get the feedback, Goz. By the way, Goz is back.
When you were pissed last week, did you get the deal? Did you get the job? Fill us in on your life, please.
Okay. I was on business. Yeah, it's very hard to get it. So, how do I say this so you guys understand? Oh, me, business person, important meetings. Sometimes they're hard to get out of. Yeah. And then, you know, sometimes when you're about to close the deal, they bring out a bottle of champagne and then next thing it's a red and shots, beers. Oh, you're a legend, Goz. Very hard to get out of. I didn't close the deal. That's right. What I'm saying. But I'm here now and look, there's always tomorrow, Friday drinks, where I can do that. But the feedback we get, we'll go through a couple of these right now.
Please do.
Luke Spencer gave our ruck duo a fist bump on both on their shin guards pre-game. They both seemed very rattled. Big fella brains working overtime. And I think it might have cost us the game as they got dominated by a single ruckman in the wet and lost the game. Learn his lesson. Don't touch the big guy's hardware.
Fair enough.
Yeah, nice.
I like that.
Yep. Nice. I like that. Matt Johnson, he was just doing some work and he went to open an application on his Microsoft laptop and came across Microsoft Edge. It's a little strange for Microsoft, but just shows that it works for the best.
It's a buzzword.
So good on him. Hey, Joey Duggan put this photo up. Two ruckmen. And one of the ruckmans is wearing socks up, double padded knee pads in the ruck.
Please look
and long skins.
Look at this setup.
Oh, we saw this. Was this last week?
I don't think we spoke.
No. Have they done it again?
Yeah. I think they've gone back again to the well. Ooh, this bloke. Yeah, right. So I don't know about that. And there is, last one here by Harry Baldwin. There's an Audi getting around in Richmond with the number plate Mr. Dong. That's not you, is it, Butsy?
I got DM'd about that. Yeah. And Big Donk. Someone's got one called Big Donk.
I love Donk.
Wow. I love Donk. Yeah. Oh, there is, yeah. RAV4.
Yes, we do.
So keeping that feedback in, we love that. But I think most of the feedback during the week was just about big drives and that goal.
It was.
It was all about that. So well done. You're carrying the show single-handedly.
Yeah, good. I'll try my best. Mm.
In fact, I got quickly down at the coffee shop. There is a fan, a 200-plus fan, and he was – I said, look, we're up to episode 13. We're due for some leading teams.
Mm.
A bit of the keep doing, stop doing, start doing.
Yeah.
So I asked him. He said, Drapes, keep doing what you're doing. You're pretty much perfect. You start turning up.
Yeah, fair enough.
And me, I got the stop. Donk. Stop being obsessed with balls, donks, and itching.
Yeah, that's fair.
So there you go. I can work.
So you're going to stop or not?
No.
Love that.
Fans love it.
Love that. Drapes, you meet Man United, I'm seeing here.
Meet? Yes. He was in the inner sanctum.
I've seen this Drapes' diary.
Yes.
Hey, let us know. What happened?
It's been a good Drapes' diary.
You've been having a great weekend, haven't you?
Well, yeah, Sunday night into Monday morning, I got an opportunity through Adidas to go to a closed training session.
Look after them, well done.
Yeah, look after the sponsors.
Back them up, boys.
It was closed session. We got met at this hotel and took the bus in, and then there's probably about 30 people there max, I reckon, and then we went out and, got a photo of all the team and then met the players, like, as they're coming off the field before training. So
fanboy.
Yeah, I was, like, shaking. I was, like, full nuffy, like, loving it.
That's awesome.
I had three signed Essendon jumpers. Mm-hmm. Gave out three to some of the players that I love. Bit confused. So a couple like Jaden Sancho. He loved it. Yeah. He was asking about the team and that sort of stuff. But he was like really nice guy and loved it. And a few photos and took my old man. So Martin was in his element too.
Martin loved it.
Yeah. It was like crazy. Like I'm lifelong United supporter. Yeah. So this is like. Yeah, I was like trying to take a photo of my dad and my hands were like shaking. I had to put both hands in it.
Wow.
I was full fanboy nothing. And it was good.
I'm envious of I'm not really a fanboy anymore. Like I want to feel what you felt. That's real.
Yeah.
Be real. Wow. You are be real.
I'm be real.
Like, could anyone make you do that?
Oh, mate, when you're top of the food chain, no. No.
It's awesome, Drapes.
Yeah. Did they know of the gold? They know what had happened the night before?
Nah, not the current players. There was a few older players there that were like the ambassadors. So Dennis Irwin, he's like a United legend. Him, Brian Robson, and Andy Cole, they're like dad's heroes because they're older. So like we were with them and hanging out with them. Like they were like a lot more into it with them. They were just with us for the day.
Yeah.
So Dad was just chewing their ear off and absolutely shot loving it. And but yeah, Brian Robson was at their sitting game and he remembered the goal and was like, he was with Brad Green, I think.
Yeah, and Katie Price.
Yeah. And he was like singing the Bombers song after the game. So pretty cool.
Wow.
But yeah, it was unreal. But like dad fucking idiot, he's taking photos for me and I'll show you in a sec. No. But like, because he's no good with the technology, like he's trying to take a photo and it's like me and Sandro, he's taking a video and like I've just got my arm around him just like, have you got it? You got it?
He wanted
it's
a reel. That's
and
good.
It's a video. And then, like, the photo of Luke Shaw, it's a video as well. And it was just like a nightmare. No, like, almost ruined my moment. Like, literally. I could have probably met a few more players, but I had my arm around Sancho for about 30 seconds. Like, the other players are walking past. I'm like, fucking hurry up. But yeah, it was good though. It was, crazy.
That's great.
So, do you need to be wary now of if you just have a normal week, a good week? It's going to be an enormous letdown for you if you don't kick goal of the century and meet Man United. Like it's going this week is just going to be normal.
I'm quite content.
You're up for it.
Yeah, this was just out of the ordinary, just an extraordinary couple of days. But yeah, like I was, it was crazy. So I got a shirt signed.
Here we go, Wayne Rooney.
A few of the boys. Not Rooney, but we got Rashford, Sancho. Wan-Bissaka.
Yep.
Who else? David De Gea.
Bruno Fernandes.
Yeah. So, pretty.
That behind glass for that, surely.
Love that.
Yeah.
That's got to be a glass job. Yeah.
That is glass
job. Like my Geelong reserves jumpers.
Yeah, no, really.
But it was pretty
exciting.
Good.
But, you've had a great 48 hours, mate.
Yeah, it was, unreal.
Our pod wouldn't happen without the support of our great friends at Ned's. And this week, I'm pumped for a Saturday night same game multi. We're going Frio v the Dogs. I've had the Sharpie out in the footy form guide, and this is what I've circled. The Dogs are no good on the road. Zip from four in their last four home and away games. So I'm zeroing in on Frio head-to-head. Luke Jackson to kick a goal. Adam Treloar is a ball magnet, so he'll get the 25. And for the Dockers, I think Jordan Clark will get the 20. Dashing off halfback takes a few kickouts as well. Multi that up, you get just over $5. Have a little fill up and have a good Saturday night at the disco, if you don't mind. Beautiful. Be sure to take it to the Neds level and head to the Neds app to follow more of our tips on this weekend's sport and racing by joining our 200-plus open group. Or you can follow my profile. Just search for Nick Butler. Prices subject to change. T's and C's apply and available on the website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Should we move on to old bull, young bulls?
Yeah.
That needs to change because we got a legal letter from the Flog Frio club pod, which is called Old Bull Young Buck. And they think it's too similar. So this segment is now called Old Balls, Young Balls.
Oh, fucking Frio.
That's actually way better, by the way.
I think
it is.
Way
better so, name.
Oh, let's call ourselves a free Dantel Football Club podcast. Let's go back at them.
They're not happy.
Old Balls,
so
Young Balls.
So the Old Balls, Young Balls, me with my old balls this week, want to know, deep down we all think we can be tradies. Do you like to think that we're good with our hands?
I've spent some time on the tools.
Yeah, you have.
I have.
I want to know, you and me, if you're a tradie, what would you be? If footy ended and you had to get on the tools tomorrow, what's your... Everyone's good at a trade.
Oh, no, I'm quite the opposite. I'm like the furthest thing from a trade, furthest thing from a handyman.
But you have to put food on the table, mate. So I think you're a steel worker with short shorts
yeah.
and a helmet.
Would be, yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
You're just fantasizing about that, but no, honestly, like I'm useless with anything to do
bus
with that
driving?
Stuff. Bus driving,
yeah.
No, I'm so Guelph. Like Otto. Guelph, I live with him, and he's a third year Sparky before he got drafted.
Oh,
so
cashing that.
He's the handyman, and I'm just his tradesperson that carries heavy stuff for
nice.
Him.
Nice.
That's what
intern.
You would be the heavy
great
stuff
great intern.
What about you? You jumped on. Are you? A
I jumped
tool
on.
Man?
I was a chippy for a bit.
Really?
Fucking terrible. I was horrendous at it.
Really?
I'm just not built for that lifestyle. You know, cold, winters are freezing. you know, you got to move frames in the morning, 6 a.m., it's 2 degrees.
You actually have to work.
I have to do, like, manual labor. Oh, boring.
Like, no, any work.
Any work, yeah, you have to work.
The real short shorts.
Oh, yeah.
I love how the boys just there's never any below the knee.
Mate, I worked over summer and the tan was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So I was a chippy, but it was no good.
And then
chicks
you just called it in.
Oh, please. Yeah, chicks loved it. Yeah, feeling so loved
it. Your hands. Have you got tradie hands? No, they're soft.
Dove moisturizer, that's why.
Yeah, long, skinny fingers.
Yeah, I do. What would you be?
A grass. Now, I'm like you. I'm shit. I'm shit with my hands. You're landscaper. Like greenskeeper, landscaper. Okay. I had the best cricket pitch ever, like in my backyard as a kid.
Wow.
Like you give me a lawn, I'll turn it into a pitch.
Wow.
With a roller, and I can do creases, and so if I know how to work a mower.
If someone says, I just want my lawns done, you're going to give them a pitch?
I just give them a pitch.
No, I just wanted to
change. So, yeah, and I had a lawn mowing round. Like, I'm really good with grass.
Okay. Mm.
Like Snoop.
Yeah.
Snoop in
like
movie.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Nice. Love that.
But that's me. So I just know if I continued to go the way I was going with my media before Drape saved me, I was going to go buy a mower and just have a crack.
Okay. Yeah. Love that.
So what would your company be called?
Big Butts Mowing.
Lies. I like that a lot. That's got a good ring to it.
Thinking this week, yes. I do a bit of a pre-game vlog.
Oh, sorry for skipping over this bit. I'm excited about this. Yeah. So a full game day.
I reckon, the day before into game day.
Yes.
I reckon that could be good. And take a few clips. Handsome Darcy can chop it up. And then I can do a little voiceover.
You're
going
to go with him, handsome, or not?
You're going to voice it.
Oh, yeah.
Love this.
You give me some tips?
The cop-out for a vlog is music.
Yeah.
You know, I want to hear you
dramatic.
Make it sing.
Okay.
And I want to hear your news voice.
Yeah. Oh,
really? Give me a bit. Dramatic. You're going to put it on a bit or go a bit lower?
I think to the game, you're like, the Pies were red hot.
Yeah.
But I've just kicked goal of the year and nothing was going to stop me
from
doing it again.
Sound up Dwayne Russell.
Yeah. Here I go, MCG. Goz's old office.
Do I go full news voice? Yeah. I didn't notice that with the Channel 10 interview. You went full like, it's Sam Draper.
Yeah.
Well, really? Do I put it on a bit? I bung it on?
You do. Here you're a bit more relaxed, but I think I think you have to.
You would have to.
You do a bit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right? I've always thought you want to keep it conversational.
Yeah.
And the way you talk in a pub, but with Nana in the crowd.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's still you,
yeah.
But you're just opening your mouth a bit more and trying to speak properly. That's the way I roll with it. Mm-hmm. It's a bit weird that I sound like a tosser, according to you.
No, you've
got to keep it as you. I can't cop a guy going, you don't sound like that, you flog.
You can't sound like this on the news because you'll be out of there.
Yeah.
You talk the way we talk.
That's what Drape said about you just then, really.
Yeah. You flog.
No, don't get insecure on me.
I'm not.
Looks like I'm carrying this podcast once again. You've got to be back.
Mate, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait for your vlog.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Will you just walk around with a stick, selfie stick?
You're
going to have a full camera crew. You're going to put
the
handsome's
going to go with you.
The handsome's going to sleep in my house and then we'll...
I better come as well then. All right then. We'll sleep in the same bed.
I think just on my phone and then do it. And then I reckon.
I'll film you sleeping if you want.
Just give me the nod and then see what I get up to the day before a game and... pre-game. And then
pre-game.
Just a bit of fun.
Like that.
I don't do too much. I don't expect like anything.
We expect fireworks, mate.
Weird edging.
No, we expect you to edge and Handsome will film that and then give me a copy of it.
All right, guys, just about to go edge, so be back in 10. Mate, the ratings will go through the roof.
Guys, game's in 10 minutes. Better go edge for 8 minutes. I'll be back. All right, that was a good 8 minutes. I'm right on the edge.
There is no way I could edge for 8 minutes. Mate, I need some steady.
Some great restraint to edge for 8 minutes.
Steady, Freddy.
Oh, jeez.
Were you on Ball Boost on Saturday?
Sorry?
Ball Boost, Sunday.
Oh, edging.
Ball Boost. You played like you're on Ball Boost.
No Ball Boost.
Get me some Ball Boost.
No, you do not need it, mate. You are charging.
I'm going to edge off this. Sure.
Right. Hey, so Drake's story's going well.
Oh yeah, blow it is.
Spirit animal.
Oh yeah, so I've got one.
Four impact armor. Because we just
you guys go first while I get mine.
Impact armor. No, I'll go. I wish I had my phone.
You go.
Yep, same. Yep,
I've definitely got mine. Just you guys go first.
So my spirit animal, I'm going outside the AFL.
Yep, same.
Like is any young raw dogger, and there is plenty of them that sends me video and ruck stories either on Friday night, Saturday or Sunday, because I'm getting lots. Like young fellas are going, mate, I've had my first ruck contest. I've always been scared to play in the ruck before now, but because of this pod, mm-hmm. I'm inspired. That's and they're great. Addicted to ruck.
That's cool.
And there's a young fella, I've forgotten his name, we'll put it in post somehow, that he did, he just jumped up with this raw ball-boosting enthusiasm and fell straight on his ass. But he loves it.
Can happen, yeah.
Yeah. So, and he's only about 6'1".
That's great.
So those Raw Doggers, we're if you it. Need a ruck father figure, mentor, Emma Murray type person, I'm here man. For all of you. And it's it makes good. Me feel better.
We're inspiring, yeah. Not people don't always want to be rucks, but now they are.
It's, they do. It's cool.
It's weird in vogue.
And everyone started as a Raw Dogger. Yeah. You were Raw Dogging in your first league game for South.
Was I?
You did. You showed us the photo.
Oh, well, yeah.
You were Raw Dogging maybe. In the Sandful.
That yeah. was me.
Yeah, true. It probably was.
It was him.
Oh, someone in as well.
The South Raw Dogger.
Yeah, Central. That photo yeah. was nice.
So
yeah.
everyone starts as a Raw Dogger. So young yeah. Raw Doggers,
yep.
take a ruck hit, film it, and send it in.
Yeah.
Because I love it. And quickly, I have another one. Reece Stanley. Have I told you my Reece Stanley theory?
No.
Oh, no. It's about donks edging.
No, it's not.
Okay.
But I do think he's really harshly judged by everyone because he's so good looking. Like, is this a bit skew if this theory? But he is such a beautiful man. Like, he's got hair and chiseled features. And
so what you're saying? Muscles. People judge him based on his looks?
Yes. Because Reece Stanley goes and gets 14 touches, kicks a goal, 25 hitouts. Everyone goes, oh, yeah, Stanley was all right. If he was ugly, they'd say he's a gun.
Yeah.
No?
No, yeah. Barking up it's actually pretty good.
He's great.
Yeah.
He's athletic. he's a very good player.
Yeah.
And I don't think he gets the respect he deserves.
You didn't get the recognition you deserve.
No. I'm not saying that. No. I'm
no
Reece Stanley.
You were a hunk back in the day.
I'm no Reece Stanley.
You were a hunk and you had a strut.
You had a glove as well.
A glove and a strut.
And a glove. And knee pads.
And no bum.
Yeah.
And no bum. No, I'm not... This isn't a reflection of me. I just think he's a good player. And I even do it. I go, oh, Stanley, should be better. So good looking.
Yeah. No,
I think Chris Scott does it. I reckon it costs him BNF votes.
He's handsome too with his long hair.
Yeah, he is.
But no, I don't
know. You're shooting down my theory. I think if he had a crooked nose and a bung tooth.
And a pimple.
You'd go, and a big zit with his missus's makeup on it. You'd go, Stanley's bloody good player.
Oh, that's what happened with me then in my career. I was probably too good looking and everyone's too harsh of me. Rodney's
on the DMs, if you agree, if you're good looking and it costs you being it. Who are the real good looking players?
Oh, guilty. Drapes? Drapes good looking.
Yeah, but he's got like, he looks a bit tough too. Like you can hold yourself in the prison yard.
You look like you beat the shit out of me.
Yeah. You wouldn't get shivved on the bench press.
No, you wouldn't.
Get that
out. All right, moving on.
All right. Your spirit animals, both of you idiots.
I'm going for Big Todd. Goldstein.
Oh, just Todd.
Big
Todd. Just Todd.
Goldie.
Todd, yeah, with the winning tap down to the young bull, Zerha. It was very, very nice to kick to win the goal. Yeah, it was unreal. Yeah,
that was real old balls, young balls.
Yeah, Todd.
We can't say that, can we? Good. Or not?
We can.
Oh,
that's the name of it now. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bloody
freak. Good one. Good one, Drace. I liked it.
And also another, I got
good
another
man,
one.
Todd. Yeah. Great runner, Todd. He's top two in the time trial at North.
Yeah, he's
good luck running around with him. Well. You need your ball boost that day.
And the theory probably works. He's not as good looking as Reece.
No, he's certainly not.
No.
Not in the same
way. Hey, no Todd slander.
That works, yeah.
No one's as good looking as Reece. We'll get Reece on next week.
Another spirit animal, not quite 200 plus, but the return of Michael Hurley.
What a great story.
Yeah, so that's means a lot to me. And there's some football club that one.
How'd he go?
Pretty good. Yeah, played
good
a half.
Here.
Yeah, he got a few touches, a few marks. A big crowd came and watched him because it was good. He's been through a lot, literally almost died in surgery. Yeah. Like,
and he was on a walking stick. And
lost so much weight. Like he just wasted away. Like it was So to get to here is pretty amazing because he's been through a lot.
Yeah.
So that's Michael Hurley for me.
Best spirit animal of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great man.
Did you go
great
watch man. Him?
No, we played the same day, so we couldn't. But he's one of the all-time blokes.
He pulled up all right?
Him?
Yeah.
Yep. No, he's fine. Yep. Training,
he's a chance to get a game.
I hope so.
Truck didn't rule it out.
No, I really hope so.
He just needs to get, what, two or three?
Yeah, I would say so, yeah. Awesome. It'd be awesome if he could, but yeah.
Great
crossed,
spirit
hopefully.
Animal.
Well done.
And you, good-looking rooster.
Mine seem they're good now. Samson Ryan from Richmond.
Big Samson.
Because there was this big talk, Richmond only ruckman.
Yep.
Mate, Samson Ryan's probably going, I'm a chance here. I'm in the box seat. where Toby comes back out of nowhere.
Yeah, with no PCL. His literally, PCL's hanging on the floor.
Literally, Samson Ryan, he's 206 centimetres, 104 kilos, can't get looking. Played one game last year, didn't touch the pill.
Yeah. Oh, I remember
Give
that.
Him a chance.
So, is he your spirit animal because he didn't get a game?
I just feel bad for him. Really?
Been in his shoes before.
I'm sure he went well in the VFL.
Like, seen those things 100%. Like Nank's out, Soldo's out.
Cruz went out for Cruz, Flip, and someone else were out. Some big American. And I was like, oh, you just know you're like, I'm a chance. Yeah. There's literally no one else
who
can play.
Who was the big American?
Matt Gorczyk.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah. He's massive.
And you just know when it's coming. So poor Samson would have been like, oh, here Toby's got no PCLs at all.
Yeah.
Vaughn is probably bouncing some club somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm a chance.
Abusing journos.
Literally. And then Toby's like, oh, don't worry about it, boys. Just strap it up. I'll go again.
This kind of happened to me in my second year. So end of the season, we weren't making finals. Big T-Bell has gone in for surgery for the last round. And before the last round, I've played the VFL and they've put me on minutes for the next week to play in the ones.
Perfect. You know.
Like, they literally told me that.
You know.
And I was like, yeah, this is good. Yeah. This is good. And then gets all the boys all week were just saying, oh, this is the week, the debut. And then, like, we have a meeting in the afternoon. Cameras are all set up. And I'm like, oh, no. Everyone's nudging me. Everyone's I'm just trying
coach
to,
like, has got a mic on.
Yeah, coach has got a mic on. I'm trying to be all good. Nope, wasn't for that. Brendan Goddard gets up and says he's retiring. And I was like, oh, okay.
See you, Drake. And going,
then,
fuck!
And then, and then it gets to the gets to team selection, and they've picked Matt Leuenberger.
The backup quarterback.
No.
In hope of, hopefully he'd stayed on the next year because he was already ready to retire, but they were hoping if he played one more game that they would, he'd stay on, but he already made his mind up, and I was just like, oh, okay.
Oh, awesome. Actually, the VFL's better, guys.
Yeah, and all the boys were just like, felt so bad because they were just all week, they were just saying it's the week of drapes and all that.
No. The week of drapes. This has been the week of drapes.
That's the worst. And all week you've been thinking, I'm definitely on here.
I'm a chance, but it was BJ retiring.
Fuck, so flat. Poor that. And like that, Samson would have been thinking the same thing.
Yeah, he would. I know how he feels.
Let's get around
Dipper probably bought the cameras and said, where is he? They're here for me to tell you you're not playing this week. He's got no PCLs. He's back. Well done, Toby.
He literally had half a leg. Yeah. That's amazing. He's a tough player. Anyway, hang in there, all you big ruckman.
Hang in there, exactly.
You're still developing. You're developing nicely. Don't listen. You're doing well. You've got you've got at least 7 years in the system.
Imagine that ruck tour, though, him and mate.
You're big... Mate's going all right. I think mate might be in front of Samson.
Oh, no. Oh,
no. Big mate. We might get mate on. Right. And but the thing about ruck, you could be going like a busted mate and get a game as well. You know, yeah, just don't know where your game comes from. Yeah. So hang in there, big boys. We love all of you. Budgie smuggler. The best response gets the free pair of budgies. And it's fair to say this one... always goes off. The kissing was very weird, and it was never going to be a high rater for getting 400 responses because you've only got one or two kissing stories in your life.
Yeah.
But do we have a winner? Does someone have it? Because there were some good ones.
We do have
one guy did the Dill Buckley, and I did like this one who got the blood nose in the back of the movies and thought he was really... thought he was slobbering a bit much, going, I need to dry up the old tongue, and then realised there was claret all over his lady friend's face.
Maybe if I just read these three, have you got one, Drapes, or not?
No, you go.
I've got three here that we have in the run sheet. Maybe if I read them out, you guys can help me pick a winner. Dr. Drapes, that's not you, is it?
No, it's my brother.
It's actually? Yeah. Well, okay, this might be awkward. My most awkward kissing story is kissing my brother.
No, you've missed it.
No, he's completely butchered that.
Can you read?
My most awkward kissing story is seeing my brother kiss Matt Guelfi on national television. Big Sam probably should have finished his edging before that game.
Yes, good.
Very good.
Very good.
Matt Jo West, having her best friend pull me aside afterwards and suggesting less tongue.
Oh, yeah, less tongue.
That's right.
Go easy on the tongue.
Feedback.
Early. That's great feedback.
Casey, Apollo Bay versus Lawn is the biggest home and away game of the home and away season. It's the Coastal Cup. Past generations had massive rivalries, but my generation kind of broke this barrier down. We party together and go to festivals. It was a sunny day in Lawn and the footy was in the forward pocket. My good mate had the ball and tackled him over the boundary line right in front of the local Lawn equivalent of Bay 13 at the G.
Amazing.
I decided to give my mate a giant smooch on the cheek. The 50-plus-year-olds at Lawn locals that were 8 cans deep on the sidelines could not believe it. They went absolutely berserk, hurled abuse. And my mate gave me a smile and we tapped the next contest. They were total oblivious to our friendship and thought I was just some random kissing a local boy.
That's good. That's hard good. To beat.
Dr. Dre's probably...
Big Doc, have you got one?
No.
Test your newsreader voice and read one.
No, honestly, there's not many to pick from.
There's not.
It wasn't a good
looking there.
It wasn't a good one,
was it?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. I just thought it was a bit... I thought those ones were really good, though. Always going to be a less is more subject.
I butchered the first one. Sorry, Tane, can you do the thing where you just cut them out and make it all good?
You really butchered it, mate. Yeah, I don't think you got a word right.
No. Oh, I didn't. I saw the awkward kissing my brother. That's all I read. Who wins?
Okay.
Give us someone the voucher.
You know what? I think the local footy one's pretty good.
All right, we'll give it. Well done, Casey.
Yeah, that's good.
Well done, Casey. You're the winner.
This week's Budgie Smuggler. Now, we're still to-ing and fro-ing over the actual topic here.
Best kissing stories.
Do you want to maybe have three? Can we do that? Or will that completely butcher it?
Go with one.
We'll get goals to decide. So I was saying the simple thing in life you're just no good at. Because we've all got one. So something that 9 out of 10 people in a room can do and you can't. For me, I can't wink. I just can't. Okay. And it gives me anxiety.
Can we see?
Well, I'll do it. But I thought I could be an actor and was, thinking I could be in Home and Away at a minimum, potentially movies, and then realised I can't wink and just gave me anxiety that what if there's a winking scene?
So that's what ruined the career.
Yeah. So
can we?
I just have bad face coordination. Go nail
down a camera and try.
So, all right, kids, you stay in school.
Scary.
Yeah, that was a bit scary.
Whoa.
That's my line. That's my big line.
Why is he looking at
me? Okay, kids.
Your eyes are like watering now.
Why are you staying in school?
Yeah. Why are you crying?
I don't know. I can't fucking wink.
Now he's crying.
Yeah, I'm crying. What are you crying for? No. That's shit. Actually, scrap that.
Nah, keep it in.
What's Drapes' one again?
What's yours, Drapes?
My one for that?
No, what was your
Do you have one for that? Otherwise,
yeah, I got
replace
one for that.
No, okay, what is your thing?
I was trying to think, and I had a couple... I can do it now.
But
it took me a really long time to be able to learn to tie my shoelaces.
Oh, come on.
Really long time. I had Velcro shoes for like too long.
15? Shoes. At what age?
No, not 15, but like
12?
I had the Velcros, and I remember this mum got me this thing. It was this like little book, and it had like laces in it, and you could practice.
Because I just never learned. It is hard. It's a confidence thing.
Yeah.
Tying shoelaces and winking.
I can't tie.
Oh, maybe we'll practice public, that. You're going to be a newsman.
I'm a public school boy. I don't know how to tie.
You can always wear the elastic.
Me and Guelph, the other night, we went to the soccer. We had to suit up, and both of us were just like, oh, no, because we knew we lived with Dil Clark, and he went to Melbourne Grammar, so he was like, yep, bang, 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 did it for us. So me and Guelph were on YouTube trying to like learn how to do it. And
big Windsor.
Nightmare, yeah. Wow. It was shocking.
When you do your vlogs, mate, you need to know how to do your tie.
Yeah.
That's good. Oh, yeah. That's two. What about you?
I pretty much do everything.
Come on.
No, I'm just trying to think, what can I do? It's just like weird little things like I can't wolf whistle.
No, I can
do that.
Can you?
Yeah, no, really
I can't wolf whistle. I see people doing it in the crowd all the time. I'm like, oh, let me try.
I can go real loud.
Real fingers in the gob.
Double finger.
Go, do one.
Do one. See, wish I could do that.
Jesus.
Yeah, awesome. Wish I could do that.
I can't do that.
But wiggle my ears. I can wink. Wiggle my ears.
Wink.
Wink with your ears.
Can you wink with the other
eye? You can move your ears.
How the fuck do you do that?
That's fucking weird.
You're good.
Yeah. I don't know the one. I was thinking
good,
like...
Good, yeah, keep them coming.
Feel
this
beans.
Is very vulnerable.
Yeah. Right, do you do... It's like I do. I never stand up to piss.
What?
Always.
I've spoken about this before. I've spoken about this before. Maybe not with you, because I prefer to sit down and piss than stand and piss. Comfort.
Yeah, I sit down every single time. Unless I'm out in public, I would go, but every single time.
Do you sit down.
Is it for comfort or because you can't, is it because you can't aim?
No, I don't have a urinal at my house. If I'm out, I'll piss in the urinal.
Do you shit in the urinal?
Yep. No, but I just, every time at home, just sit down.
It's because you're scared about aiming. Have you had like sensibilities?
Yeah, just get sick of if you miss it, you have to clear it up.
Admin.
And then,
yeah, and get yelled at.
You know, when you're so high up, it's a lot harder.
Man. Who has time to aim as well? Get it right.
My first housemate, Kobe March, when I moved to Melbourne from Adelaide, he's like, just sit down. It's better. Yeah. And I was like, all right.
Yeah, I love that.
And then he's like, it's like a treat.
Do you read a book and stuff?
Just sit on your phone, just have a piss.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's good.
I might try it.
Yeah, try it. It changes your life.
Yeah.
I think 50% of what I release goes in the bowl. So I should be sitting.
You're cleaning up after?
Sit down, you pig.
Yeah, sit down.
Do you clean up after or not?
Oh, I'm a cleaner. Absolute cleaner.
You might not get all of it.
Of course I clean up.
Just Honestly, sit down. It's life changing.
Yeah, right.
Listeners, but, try it.
I've been at parties before where I've stood up to piss, and then like you know when you miss and all like it goes in the bowl, but it sprinkles
onto the dunny brush,
on like the floor, and you have to get use a paper and wipe it.
Shocking. It's your lowest ebb.
I wipe it, and someone goes in straight away, and I look down like, okay, well he's clearly just pissed on the floor and wiped it. It's wet. It's like someone's mopped the floor.
Yeah.
Just sit down. I think I should sit down too.
Try it.
I think I'm going to start.
It's life changing.
5 minutes.
It's life changing.
I think God's pissed on the floor. Yeah. It's really wet down there. He's mopped. Yeah, I did. I wiped it.
You may have saved my marriage.
Yeah. Because you've had a few.
Your career and your marriage.
Marriage, career. You've had a few taller issues, so that's good.
I have. Mate, this is very good.
How are the
skitties
going?
Pardon?
Are you just living skitties on the toilet bowl?
Any poo on the...
No, mate. No,
poo on the seat. Side
up. Sharpened up my whole act.
Nice.
My journalism.
You're back.
My podcasting. My home life.
You are back.
I'm back. Calling footy. Yeah. Dermy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in good form.
Yeah.
Found
we're
a
all
bit.
All back.
I was facing delisting from about four parts of my life.
We've all been there, mate.
Yeah.
Long-term deal.
The off-air chat as well could probably get
it's been great.
But, yeah.
Mm.
Okay. So this has gone very well. So the thing that a lot of people find easy that you just find hard. Like winking or peeing standing up or wolf whistling.
Yeah.
Get them in on the DM. And if you start to, a bit like the Raw Doggers, if you start to wee sitting down, send us a, not a video, but...
that's what it is. You can send a video, Jabs. Send it to me.
All right. Let us know.
Oh, my goodness. Little Hutchie. What about Little Hutchie, by the way?
Yeah.
So he hasn't been a supporter of this show. And by the way, fix your lights, Little Hutchie, because we've sat in these ugly lights for too long. So he's in Mykonos and starts to think that the show's cutting through. Mm-hmm. And we are cutting through.
Yeah,
I mean, we are the biggest big man show by that far in the world.
Is Peter Crouch still around or not?
No, he's gone.
Yeah,
but he's behind us.
They're finished up for the season. So they're done.
Inhaling our dust. And Little Hutchie's now taking photos of donkeys in Greece and sending them, going, oh, big donk. Yeah. Like trying to get into
he's trying to get in
a dick humour.
Getting on the joke. Yeah.
Try to cancel us.
Like your boss making a dick joke to you.
Yeah, no.
Like off.
No.
Like, like last month he was like saying it's stupid and now he's trying to think
it's cool.
Whatever, mate.
Yeah.
Get him out of the WhatsApp group.
Why is he in there?
Gives me hives.
Why is he actually
I don't know.
Yeah.
He's trying to crawl up to our show now and it's not fooling me, mate. So bugger off.
Yep.
We almost there, or?
Yeah, we are. We're going to ask Drapes about this week's game.
Yes. So you're taking on the Pies. Great game of footy.
Mm.
I'm covering this one for 10, so maybe I can send you my voiceover and we can practice news voices.
Yeah. Are you going to slip in a few edges or are you going to be...
Nah, pretty straight.
Snag. Okay. Snag.
When you're in good form, you stay in good form.
How's your snag? How you feeling? Big game. Big
feeling
game.
Good. Should be good. Grundy might be back as well, which is going to be good.
Well, you've ruined his leg.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so it'll be an interesting one. But obviously he's a really good player and they're going well and we've won a few, so it's going to be big. I reckon there'll be a big crowd in as well. Should be a good day.
Crowd.
Good day.
Are you any chance to do the rhinoceros? How about I have another go at that? The rhinoceros at the first bounce? Like it could be the new don't worry about spiking it forward. Try a rhino.
Oh, I don't know. I can't give you an answer.
Did it. What an alpha
as
move.
As I said,
a ball boosting move.
I'm just freestyling, so I can't promise anything. But
Yeah,
it should be good. It's going to be awesome. Yeah, it's going to be a really good game. So,
big game.
Yeah.
Sunday?
Sunday, 3:20 at the G. Get down.
What a cracker.
Oh, yeah, great. What are you doing this weekend?
Covering that one for 10.
Awesome.
Yeah. So back, a couple of days off now. I can relax and just find my energies again.
Yeah.
And then back working Saturday, Sunday.
Nice, mate. Nice.
What about you?
Not low-key this weekend. Just going to put in some more extra hours of the podcast and make sure we're all good. So... going to put a lot of hours into this and make sure that everything's smooth. And
maybe you could do the rundown next week.
Let's all push it.
And you're going to have to maintain that zit for 3 or 4 days.
I haven't even checked it. I've got to put some.
It looks good.
It.
It's going a bit purple.
There's a lot of blood in there.
Really attacked it.
Sort of changing colour. And that's another one. If you have put something weird on a zit, send that through as well.
Yeah,
I'm going to go again, I reckon.
Because I'm going to stick a bit of hemorrhoid cream on that, mate. Or rabbit gel, because it's changing colour. There's something wrong with it.
I think I'm passing out.
Hey, that was 200 plus. Good luck, Drapes. Good luck. Pull another rhino. And if you do pull a rhino, so to speak, give us a celebration. All right, that was 200 plus.
End the show.
Yeah.
Pull another rhino.
Thanks for listening to another Producey podcast. If you enjoyed the show, then it would be a massive help if you could like, follow, rate, subscribe, tap the bell, leave a review, and even share with your friends. If you want to get in touch to share feedback, suggestions, or to advertise with one of our podcasts, then email hello@producey.com. Thanks for tuning in.
Our pod wouldn't happen without the support of our great friends at Ned's. And this week, I'm pumped for a Saturday night same game multi. We're going Frio v the Dogs. I've had the Sharpie out in the footy form guide, and this is what I've circled. The Dogs are no good on the road. Zip from four in their last four home and away games. So I'm zeroing in on Frio head-to-head. Luke Jackson to kick a goal. Adam Treloar is a ball magnet, so he'll get the 25. And for the Dockers, I think Jordan Clark will get the 20. Dashing off halfback takes a few kickouts as well. Multi that up, you get just over $5. Have a little fill up and have a good Saturday night at the disco, if you don't mind. Beautiful. Be sure to take it to the Neds level and head to the Neds app to follow more of our tips on this weekend's sport and racing by joining our 200-plus open group. Or you can follow my profile. Just search for Nick Butler. Prices subject to change, T's and C's apply, and available on the website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.